This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Immigration has become a key issue for many voters in this election year, and that includes some members of Central Wisconsin's Hmong community. They're becoming increasingly vocal about the issue and about concerns that some in the community might face deportation to their ancestral homeland of Laos. Glenn Moberg has the story for WPR series Beyond the Ballot.
A handful of Hmong refugees came to Wausau in the late 70s, fleeing from the communist takeover of their native Laos. Most could not read or speak English. Many fought on the American side in the Vietnam War. By 2018, they had grown to be the region's largest non-white ethnic group. More than 8,000 people attended the Hmong Wausau Festival in late July, which featured an impassioned speech from Mary Tao, elected to serve on both the Wausau City Council and Wausau School Board. Tao addressed the crowd in Hmong and then in English.
I'm asking all of you for more.
She said too often minorities are treated as tokens.
I have yet to see a city, county, school district, and our largest employers here in central Wisconsin employ people of color, women, or emergent leaders in leadership roles working on corporate strategies.
Mary Tao believes the way to achieve power lies in part through the ballot box.
Registering voters and getting people to the polls, it's been huge, huge milestones for us here as a Hmong community.
And when she votes, there's one overriding concern.
Southeast Asian deportation, immigration, that's very important to refugees like myself and those that are older than me and younger than me.
According to Kevin Lowe, an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus, about 4,600 Laotian refugees have been issued deportation orders, but only a handful have actually been deported. Many of them have old criminal convictions, but are now working and supporting U.S. citizen families. They and their friends and relatives are worried about stepped-up enforcement by the Trump administration.
Immigration is important to me.
Wearing a crown and a bright blue banner that says Mr. Hmong Royalty, a privileged title at the festival, self-described youth advocate Liu Yang of Milwaukee says immigration reform is personal.
Especially in this particular time, I have friends and family that are not U.S. citizens, and I often worry about their safety and how our government's going to protect my friends and family.
It's a concern shared by Chi Lor, a University of Minnesota student from the La Crosse area.
Whoever's in charge that's calling out the shots, they fail to understand that everyone who's here was once an immigrant or came from an immigrant.
Lor says government needs to open its arms to refugees and then help them assimilate into society.
When my family was in poverty, the government didn't throw us out in the streets. You know, having housing opportunities, being able to go to the hospital for preventative screenings, having some sort of income to help put food on the table.
Of the government services that help Hmong refugees adapt to life in America, public education is number one on the list. Sasser Lee is a Marathon County Corrections Officer from Weston.
Anything that you can do to support kids to go to school and get higher education and make their dream come true.
Mua Zhang, a young farmer from Kronenwetter, says public schools are particularly important for the children of the refugees who are trying to learn a new culture.
From the Hmong community, we live in a very closeted life, and we don't see much of the world besides through our parents. So public schools really open the kids' eyes to the opportunities that America can provide for them.
Many of the people we talked to at the Hmong Wausau Festival said immigration is their top political issue. Others chose public education, which helps refugee families achieve power as American citizens. Mary Tao thinks we should be listening to them.
Embrace the differences. Embrace young, emerging leaders like us that are challenging the status quo.
Most of them say they will be voting in November. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.